Today is Tuesday, January 6th. I'm Megan Lynch. An issue that appeared to die down in St. Charles City is back, and the community wants to make sure people come out tonight to show support to their opposition to Mayor Dan Borgmeyer making any changes to the people who run tourism.
The rally will be outside St. Charles City Hall at 6 o'clock this evening before the council meeting. Abeam Robertson is a cast member of the St. Charles Tourism Directed Festival and talked with KMOX. She says changing the city's tourism has many implications. Mayor Dan Borgmeyer wants to revamp the tourism department, something that he floated back in August.
One of the things that is working the best in St. Charles is the festivals that are sort of the specialty or signature festivals that are put together by the CVB and the tourism department. And specifically, there are two individuals who oversee the majority of those events, and removing them will change everything about the festival in that they're the ones that sort of understand the secret recipe to make it work so very well. And so if we were to lose that leadership, a good number of cast and crew would choose to walk away as well, which in the first season probably would not impact attendance and therefore the merchants as much. But I think as people start to realize that something's not quite the same, in subsequent years, it would directly impact the merchants because we're going to see a decline in the number of people choosing to come to the festivals, specifically for the festivals.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
So many people showed up at Forestdale City Hall last night to hear more about two proposed data centers that representatives expected to speak couldn't get into the room. Those who managed to squeeze in were told the presentation was being delayed until January 20th and moved to a bigger venue. City Administrator Todd Striler told the Post-Dispatch they had no idea they'd have that big of a crowd. Two out-of-state firms have expressed interest in about 400 acres of land along I-70. The developers have not been named. The St. Louis Police Chief now working a second job to make up lost income. Chief Robert Tracy will serve as the education consultant with UMSL's Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice Center. This comes after the St. Louis Police Foundation announced it could no longer contribute an extra $100,000 to Tracy's salary. If you or someone you know has the sniffles, you're not alone. Flu, COVID, and RSV cases all on the rise in Illinois.
The state's Department of Public Health dashboard shows flu, COVID-19, and RSV cases are all trending higher, with flu activity leading the way at a very high level for the week ending December 27th, followed by COVID-19 activity at a moderate level and RSV activity at a low level. Nationally, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates there have been at least 7.5 million illnesses, 81,000 hospitalizations, and 3,100 deaths from the flu so far this season. Mai Martinez.
Is the outlook any different in Missouri? At 8:30, I'll talk with a state epidemiologist with the Missouri Department of Health to find out. The Trump administration has taken the unprecedented step of dropping the number of vaccines the government recommends for every child.
Many health experts are reacting angrily. Dr. Jason Goldman is president of the American College of Physicians.
I suspect this is going to have generational impact on the children and health of our country, because we are going to see a resurgence of diseases that we haven't had to deal with.
The overhaul is effective immediately, meaning the CDC will now recommend vaccines against 11 diseases, but no longer broadly recommend protection against the flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and some forms of meningitis or RSV. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
For the first time since the May 16th tornado, students and staff returned to three St. Louis public schools that had been damaged in the storm. Washington Montessori Elementary, Yateman Liddell Middle, and Beaumont Trade Schools reopened. Washington first grade teacher Lindsay Digger said the school felt like a safe oasis from the devastation that still surrounds the Fountain Park neighborhood. According to the Post-Dispatch, repairs are described as short term. Windows, floors, and roofs, along with plumbing, electrical, and HVAC systems. FEMA estimates about $5.5 million of damage to 11 buildings in the district. From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, no more Schnucks mailers. The grocery chain ending the practice of sending the printed weekly ads through the mail, although they will still be available at store entrances. Schnucks says more customers are shifting to digital communication, and the weekly ad can be accessed on the Schnucks Reward app.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.